Anastasia with Left Outside Alone.
Okay, we have Dan in the studio from the Three Rivers Festival. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, mate. How you doing? All right?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. We've just pulled you in.
Yeah.
To find out a bit more about the Three Rivers Festival.
Yeah, well, like you say, we're getting close now. It's
getting close to the date, aren't
we? Getting close to the date. It's 3 weeks today, the festival, so yeah. it's well underway. So, yeah, it's all coming together. There's loads of people on site as we speak. I've literally just come from site painting stuff and putting archways up and festooning lighting. So, yeah, all cool.
Yeah, all good. Right, so how was it born? How was it born, Dan?
Just an idea in my head, you know. Obviously, we do a lot of stuff with the mental health, and we wanted a bit more traction to come over to see what we're doing with the wellbeing side. And, you know, everyone does like a festival, and we wanted something that wasn't corporal, something that actually felt on a, you know, face-to-face value.
Yeah.
The old festival. So, yeah, 3 years ago, we done our first reggae festival, which was a one-day event. Then that transpired into last year, it was a 2-day event, and then this year, obviously, it's a 3-day event. So, yeah, we're growing.
So it gets bigger every year, then.
Well, yeah. You know, like, it's and naturally growing good. Obviously, we don't want to go too hard, big, and lose the ethos, which is all about it not being corporal, and it's all like island bands, not all island bands, but there's a lot of island bands and all island stalls, and it's as much island as we can.
Yeah,
we want to keep it
like that. Local.
We want everyone to be involved in it, which they are, and we're thankful for every bit of support from the Isle of Wight, you guys, everyone who has done so far, and especially the residents of Porchfield that have seen what we've done and what we've stuck to.
It's quite something, all seeing it all go up.
Yeah, it's good. It's a bit surreal. Obviously, like, sometimes I look around and I'm like, this come out of my head, which is crazy. But also, I think a lot of people can see what we're trying to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, like, and there's been so much support and people wanting to get involved. And it's just what the island needs, you know.
You need something over here apart from the big Isle of Wight Festival.
Obviously, like, the big festival, that's cool. Everybody loves going there. But obviously, there was also, like, nowadays, there's a lot of people that don't want to be over. I mean, ours is more laid back, you know, first time festivals or people that get overstimulated. It's a lot more space, more laid back. There's so much to do. It's not just music. Obviously, this year we've got a wellness area where there's going to be stuff. I'm going to do some breathwork sessions. There's yoga. There's just loads of facilitators doing stuff like that all over the weekend.
Amazing.
And also, we've got New Carnival. They've got an area, they're doing loads of workshops for the kids.
Brilliant.
So actual stuff that kids can do without a screen or a device in front of them, you know.
Get them away from the devices.
But, like, let's get back to actually kids in the community actually communicating with each other and meeting new people. And also, we've also got, like, reenactors coming, so they're going to be doing a good show as well.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, there's lots of stuff going over.
Yeah. So, have you got a theme this year?
We've got not really more of a theme this year. It's a bit of it's just more community this year.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously, we're getting as we go. Obviously, it's reggae and dub music and that kind of vibe. And a lot of crossover. What we want to do is some people will be like, oh, I would never have gone and listened to that. And they're like, hang on a minute. Do you know what I mean? Like, which it is a good diverse range this year. We've got some really, really good acts, do you know what I mean? Local bands, you know. Obviously,
good.
We've got Born in a Barn. We've got the Three Ravens, which is some new on the island, and that. And obviously, like, going up to, like, Jay Eatwell. Then we've got some big people like Dub Pistols, Undercover Hippie, Jaguar Skills in the Woods. Ray Keith on the Sunday shutting it. Big drum and bass. And obviously, going across the whole weekend, there's our community stage, which was sponsored by Juicens. Big shout out to Juicens for supplying us all the wood and that. And also, our main stage is sponsored by Red Funnel, which we're eternally grateful. They've let us go on all the screens on the boat, which we really appreciate.
Brilliant.
And then give us got all our acts over.
Yeah.
So all of this wouldn't be happening without the support of even down to the stewards, volunteers, the landowner, the great team we've got, and everyone just seeing where it's going. And so it's getting there, and do you know what I mean? If you haven't seen about it, you can go on our website, freerivers.fest.uk, and you can see all the acts. Every band has a couple of videos, so you can check out what their music is. Brilliant. You can also have a look what else is going on. We've got Eve's TP. She's doing a bit of like a VIP TP. Okay. So you can book through there, because obviously we try to keep it as cheap as possible. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're starting out at 60 quid. For adult tickets, they've gone up. They were 70 last month. This month they're 80. Children under 13 are free.
Right.
Obviously, I've got loads of kids, and I know what it's like trying to take three or four kids somewhere. And then obviously, camping's free and the parking's free. What we're trying to do is give an alternative to some of the other stuff that goes on the island, which kind of breaks the bank, and we've all done it 100 times. Why not come along to something that's cheaper? You've got all weekend camping. You can't really camp anywhere on the island for 60
no, you can't.
For a weekend. So you've got camping, well-being, music, reenactors. Then we've got I don't want to give too much away. No, there's a lot more good stuff going on. And like last year, it was over 2 acres up Durrance Farm. This year, we're down the bottom. We're over 20 acres. We're over four different fields, an ancient woodland, which has been really, what's the word I'm looking for? Delicately cleared and looked after, because we love the land. We love Porchfield. We come from, I was born at Calbourne, and we lived at Calbourne Mills. So like, we respect the land as much as, what do you mean? Within 2 weeks after the festival, you wouldn't even know there's going to be a festival there. So that's our main ethos. Because like, sometimes people are in there just to get in, get the money, get you out. Like,
and you're not like that.
No. We want to build something that outlasts everything. Like, I want, like, as I see it, people that bring in their children, this is going to be their childhood memories. Do you remember when we went there? Then hopefully they bring their kids. Yeah. Like, we're here for a long time. And like we say, we're really contactable, and like, if there is ever any problems, anyone can come direct to us, and we don't want anyone to dread the festival and the local thing. Exactly. That's why we've done a lot of face-to-face relationships, and we want people to be excited about it. And our main ethos is like, it's community, bringing the community back together and actually engaging in face-to-face communication.
Yeah.
And leave your problems at home for a weekend. Because at the moment, the world's a bit mental, isn't it? A bit
upside it is, isn't down. It? Yeah.
Like, come up. If you feel like it, get your shoes off, put your feet on the grass, hug a tree.
and just chill.
Not for everyone, but see what it's about. And do you know?
Well, what inspired you to go into festivals?
Just because I know what, you know what it's like. Like, music can change your mood.
It can, yeah.
Going to a festival, if you go to a festival, just for that weekend, the council tax, the car bills, the work, the stress, whatever you're going through mentally, just goes away for 3 days. It gives you that little break. That's why we're one of the first festivals out of the year, because I know what it's like. You're sat inside, bad weather, not people, you know, like after COVID, a lot of people are not, they keep themselves to themselves. Exactly. And I want people to come out and come to this festival, and if they are hanging on for their life, they feel like they can go a bit further, because we all struggle and there's no badness to that. So that was the main thing. It's just like building something, and also something that my children can look up and go, well, if dad could be mad enough to do a festival, I could do something else. But that's the thing, is it? If you really believe you can do something and you've got the love for it, then
why not do it?
Why not? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And it's what the island needs. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? We need something like that. And I want everyone to be more connected, you know? And that's what we really need.
I'm just going to cut you off there so we can have a bit more music. And we'll be back in a few minutes with a bit more from you.
How much are the tickets to this year, Dan, and where can people buy them?
So you can buy the tickets at freeriversfest.uk. There's all the information, the FAQs and that. At the moment, they're £80 for a weekend ticket for adults. That is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, parking included and free camping involved with those tickets. Children under 13 are free. 13 above, I believe, they're about £40, I think, maybe. I've really got the information in my head at the moment. but that's on the website. And then, obviously, there's, like I say, the extra, you can stay in Eve's TV's there a little bit more. Brilliant.
Is that like glamping?
Yeah,
things
like
that. Yeah,
so you've got some good glamping and certain stuff like that, and you can book them through the website. There are camper van tickets. I believe we are very close. Like yesterday, yeah, there was only three left, so they could be gone.
Everyone wants to go for a camper van.
To be fair, like this year, it's a little bit bigger, and we are well underway. Tickets are flying out, so
good.
We're up to about 80% yesterday being sold out. So I'm pretty sure we're going to be sold out before. So if you're thinking about it, get them in. A lot of people have been asking about day tickets. This is something that we're probably going to do in the last week. Just up to the last week, just because obviously different dynamics, and that's just how it's going to go. What we believe is just for our own sake, is they're cheap enough. Come enjoy the whole weekend. I know some people might not want to come the whole weekend, but we're going to try and work down. Obviously, it's still only our third year, so there are different dynamics of how we're making it all work. But we just like the continued support from all the locals. And like you say, this could be if you want to take your kids to a festival, but you're worried about the hustle and bustle and keeping your eyes on them. If you ask anyone who's been the last couple of years, it's actually really safe. They can't get out anywhere.
Okay.
Our main priority is the safety of everybody.
Okay, good.
Every child that comes in will be asked to wear a wristband with a number on, so we can find them. We've got loads of places with big arrows for children to see, and they're then be told if you get lost, just go straight to the big arrow you can see up in the air, and it's going to point you down to a member of staff that just can find out where their parents are, and you know, come along, whether you're into music or wellness or a bit of both, and support something local. Yeah. Do you know, like it's hard enough trying to get something to go, and it's going, but you know, just another few more people and telling your friends and coming along. There is loads of stuff that I don't want to give away. Much stuff to be involved in.
Fantastic.
and kids. And like you say, this is the kind of festival, if you went to the early festivals.
I remember the early festivals.
You know, it's real on a level of creativity, visual, like not being pushed around like a cash cow, get your money. And that you get I want people to come and enjoy the experience, and I want people to go away and go, wow, we need to get that going, because we're not going to grow too big. We don't want to we want it to be exclusive, and we don't want it to lose its ethos of what we're about. So we're going to get to a stage where tickets will just go boom in the next few years, so you know.
Fantastic. And you want to be a bit different as well. What's the lineup for this year?
So we've got in the Woodland stage, start with the Woodland stage, we've got Beats on Tap. They're DJs on the Friday night. On the Saturday night, we have Pressure doing their takeover bit on there. And on Sunday, we have Shack Promotions. We've got Jaguar Skills, he's quite a big name, playing the Saturday evening in the woods. Like I say, we've got Reiki from the Sunday shutting the show. On the main stage, we've got Dub Pistols, Mungo's High Five, The Undercover Hippie, like Born at Barn, Fellowship of the Groove, Jay Eatwell, Ulterior Motives for playing on the community stage. We've got loads of people on the smaller stage and that. We've got Jeffro playing with his Nipper and that. And we have the Jerry Cinnamon Experience. Yeah. We had him last year.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Fantastic.
Really, really good. And also in the daytime, we've got Spoken Words.
Brilliant.
It's a bit different for everyone.
Yeah.
There's a bit for everyone.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's really going to be something good to see,
Good. And throughout your 25-year history in festivals, which other festivals have you been involved in?
Well, that's more Ben. He's not here today, but Ben, that's fine. Ben's been through them all. That's cool. Ben's been through. He's been involved in the Mondo Mix, the Rhythm Tree, all that size. He's at the festival, so he's the guy that's been through it all, and that's why we work well together. He's the brains. I'm the dreamer. he tells me to wind it in, and I tell him to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, so it works well together.
Good.
And like appreciate him and the massive, the great team we've got. We've got a really good team. I couldn't ask for anything better.
No.
Like I was saying earlier on, I realised that we're in the good old days before they're the good old days.
Yeah.
So, and it wouldn't be possible without any of them, and that's what we're trying to create. Because obviously, the Rhythm Tree's gone. The Bestival's moved away to Camp Bestival. Like, we want to create something. Our own identity, but there's a massive hole there. Do you know what I mean?
Of course it is.
And everyone always says, oh, we wish the Bestival would come back, or we wish the Rhythm Tree. Well, this isn't either, but it's something of both.
It's a substitute.
So why it's here, get behind it, support it,
yeah,
come along, mm-hmm, see what it's about, and you'll be surprised. Again, yeah, like I can't, and obviously I'm biased, but like people are gonna be really excited, mm-hmm, especially like you say, last year it was over 2 acres, this year it's 20. There's been some serious
work going into
work
that.
Work going into it, but like on the visual and decor, like yeah, it's been non-stop for months. So,
great.
And that's, yeah, so yeah, mm, come along.
Good.
Like you say, come along. The weather's going to be lovely. And obviously, I forgot to say, we've got, in the wellbeing area, we've got wood fire saunas as well. So brilliant, like proper wellness, mm, and we're going to have some ice baths.
Fantastic.
There and stuff like that. So yeah.
Good. Good.
Absolutely. Go along. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Have a good afternoon. Yeah. And obviously, everybody, get your tickets on the website, mm-hmm, and make sure you're heading down and having a look to see what's going on.
Yeah.